If we could, just one more time, give it up for the great music we just heard. Worshiping the Lord. So I have one quick announcement. Team 43 is a student organization that basically exists to help student athletes that have experienced a season-ending or career-ending injury or just injury in general. And so they're having a meeting here tomorrow, 9 p.m. in DeVos, I think in the H Club room. And so if you are an athlete that kind of fits that parameter, injury of one kind or another, or if you know of a student athlete who maybe is going through that, take some time tomorrow evening and come and hang out. And just Meg Friends will be speaking, one of the athletic trainers, and just be a good time to learn about how to, as a community, help student athletes through that. Does that sound all right? All right. So today I have the great privilege of welcoming to the stage here at Demnant Chapel our last senior witness. And her name is Elizabeth Perkins. So y'all know this young lady. Elizabeth Perkins from Eaton Rapids. She is a senior psychology and Spanish major with a minor in French. Because like Spanish was too hard, so she was like, I'm gonna minor in French. And a super awesome young lady. She's gonna share what God has laid on her heart today. So I want you guys to extend your hand this direction, up towards the stage. Extend your hand out, and we're just gonna pray for Liz Perkins. Dear God, we give you thanks for our good sister, Elizabeth Perkins. Lord, would you use her in a mighty way right now? Just allow your Holy Spirit to say through her what you have for her to say, and we'll be quick to give you all the honor, glory, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Elizabeth Perkins.
The first is that God is better than the world's best day. God is better than the best day that the world has to offer. And the world gives each of us our own array of good days and bad days. During my 4 years at Hope, I've spent time on both ends of this good day, bad day spectrum, and I'm able to reflect on one very important lesson that I learned. That is, God's greatest blessing to us is not a good day. His ultimate paramount blessing to us is not a good day. God's greatest blessing is not a good day. And here's the funny thing about good days and bad days. Their purpose is the same. A good day points us to something higher, stirs up feelings of gratitude, makes us feel alive, summons passion. God is glorified in our good days, in our gratitude, passion, buzzer-beater victories, upsets, successful semesters where you grinded and you feel like you overcame and you want to call your mom immediately after class and say, I did it. God is glorified in our good days. But I want to talk about bad days because their purpose is also to glorify God. God is glorified in our bad days because they point us to something higher. They remind us of what's most important. They humble us. They bring us to our knees. They remind us of our humanity. God is glorified in our bad days. And this is because when we can't, God can and will. And when we are incapable, that leaves room for God to show off how gloriously capable he is. So, for example, I learned firsthand that a bad day can come in the form of a disappointed expectation. We all enter college with different expectations. What were yours? Were you the pre-med kid? Were you the kid planning on having major success in undergrad, eyes set on grad school, but maybe you got here and realized you're supposed to do something else? Or maybe school isn't even your cup of tea, and you're here just because everyone else from your high school came, or mom and dad said that you had to come. Or maybe you had no idea what you were going to study when you got here, and you figured that 4 years would be plenty of time to just plan the rest of my life. Underclassmen, take it from a senior. We have learned a lot, but we barely know what we're doing. Or maybe you thought you would find your best friends for life, or you took Ring Before Spring really, really seriously, and you're disappointed that your relationships haven't panned out exactly the way you'd hoped. Whatever it is, a disappointed expectation can make for a bad day. I had my own goals. I came to Hope with the goal of playing, contributing, and winning on the basketball court and the soccer field. And then for a lot of my 4 years at Hope, it felt like all I did was keep the athletic training staff employed. Out of 7 seasons, 4 seasons of basketball and 3 seasons of soccer, I got injured 6 out of 7 seasons. 2 broken hands, a couple of busted ankles, and a blown out knee. That was a lot of bad days for me. And I'm not saying this just to evoke empathy or paint myself as a martyr. Some of you guys maybe have been injured and you relate and you feel really badly for me, but the truth is a lot of you have had it a lot worse. And I recognize that. I have walked with friends in their anxiety and depression, in their gut-wrenching breakup, in their parents' divorce, their parents' sickness, their parents' death. Our country is fighting within itself while we fight other countries, and there are a lot of good days mixed with bad days. We all have bad days, and at Hope, mine have looked predominantly like physical injury. Through my injuries, I learned a lot, I gleaned a lot. But let me be so candid. It was really awful a lot of the time, as some bad days are. Personally, I hate feeling weak and feeling broken. And for the most part during an injury, that's all you focus on 24/7. Weakness, brokenness, pain, limit, incapability, everyone else's ability. Waiting for bad days to get back to being good days. And so I came to this crossroad where I was processing, whoa, God allows brokenness, and he makes us with these gaps so that he can fill them. But then I thought, ugh, I hate feeling this way. I am not loving these bad days. If God is calling us to be weak, I'm not sure that I want to answer. A good friend of mine challenged me with a question a few weeks after I had knee surgery when I was still limping, limited, in pain, struggling, and really frustrated. In fewer or more words, she asked me, "Would you be okay with God if bad days were your permanent condition?" And that convicted me because for so many people, their permanent condition is far worse than my temporary bad days. In 2 Corinthians 11 and 12, Paul describes his bad days inventory, and his sufferings resume looks like makes my 2 broken hands and slew of broken ankles and busted knee look like a cakewalk. But then he openly and boldly discusses all his weaknesses, which is super cross-cultural for us, right? Like, we want to be strong, we would have put on a happy face. But he comes out and he says it, and he says that God's grace is sufficient in our bad days, and that God's power works best when we are weak. And so I pondered. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is one of my most favorite chapters in the Bible because it explains the ebbs and flows of life. It says that for everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under the sun. And then it gives a long list of options for different seasons. It says there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to search and a time to give up. And this isn't in the Bible, but if I had to paraphrase it for myself, there is a time to score goals and there's a time to watch from the sidelines. There's a time to get buckets and there's a time to do physical therapy. To me, it sounds a lot like God is telling us that there is a time for good days and a time for bad days, or even an entire season of bad days, if you're Paul. Would you like to know how God worked through my bad days? Initially, all I wanted to do was bounce back. So I consulted with someone that I admire and look up to very much, Rocky Balboa. If you haven't seen the movies, I could not recommend more strongly that you do. Rocky epitomizes underdog, and he was an extremely persistent competitor. To quote Rocky himself, "It ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done." And that's what I wanted to do. I was just trying to last another round, just trying to stand up, get back up again. I knew God wouldn't put me in the ring if he didn't believe that I could get back up and go the distance, and I knew that he was there with me, my corner man. God is glorified when we take hits and stand back up again, but it was not about my own ability to stand back up. It was about my reliance on God to get through those bad days. God worked through my bad days when I succumbed to my temporary weakness and I let other people help me. I have a tendency to want to be strong and tough and independent, but when the simple task of getting up to grab my backpack was really daunting, I swallowed my pride and I asked my housemates for help. Or the number of times that I crutched or scootered back to my dorm room or house, fighting back frustrated tears the entire way, only to break down immediately upon entering and then proceed to vent incessantly to my housemates. Or the times that I had to put on a happy face after games that I didn't play in and tell everyone that I was doing great, rehab was going great, recovery was going just great. Or the number of times that I fought back frustrated tears in between sets and reps in the weight room during physical therapy, just praying and begging to God. All the while, he was answering in his typical all-knowing, all-sovereign God way, never in the way that I want. And he was telling me to trust him and last another round because he has something better in store for me. So there's a season for strength and there's a season for weakness. Weakness will have its day, but it's not weakness that God is calling us to. God is not calling us to lives of brokenness. Rather, he is calling us to lives of submission. And you may have negative connotations associated with the word submission, but to me, what that means is that we are sub God's mission. Literally, we are under his mission, we're on the same page as God, and we are following him, even when we get knocked down, and even when we have a bad day. There is a difference between weakness and submission. Weakness happens, submission is our call. So bad days happen, and when they do, there are opportunities for God to work in our lives and fill our gaps. And good days happen too. But God's greatest blessing is not a good day. God's blessings don't come in the form of scoring goals, getting buckets, home runs, personal bests, strikeouts, good grades, good looks, whatever. God's greatest blessing to us is the opportunity to know Jesus. There's no way that when I was competing and playing well, God was somehow more pleased with me or favored me more or just wanted to bless me more. But then when I got injured, I no longer had any of his blessings. That just does not make sense to me. And that's because God's greatest blessing to us is not a good day or a good season. It is the opportunity to know Jesus. And that's not just a day or a season. That is an eternity of blessing. So here is my challenge to you. Do you live your life like Jesus is the greatest blessing? Do you allow God to work through your bad days? Do you chase after good days more than you chase after Jesus? Bad days and good days come. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hope College, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, go in peace.